Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about reforestation through tree planting. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. John, why is tree planting so common in reforestation?
Well, Amy, pine forests are often harvested by clear cutting, where all the trees on the site are removed. Pines need full sunlight to grow, so wide open spaces are often planted back. Another situation that requires tree planting is when no forest is previously existed, such as on retired farmland. Finally, for degraded forests where there are too few desirable species, it's often necessary. This is common in hardwood stands where the best trees have been gradually logged over generations. Tree planting also gives the landowner the opportunity to use genetically improved seedlings and control initial spacing. And with trees in rows, it's cheaper to do herbaceous weed control after planting, especially on retired farmland or hardwood plantations.
And what are genetically improved seedlings?
In pines, these are often called superior seedlings or super trees or premium pines, reflecting the tree breeding that has been going on for over 60 years. First-generation seedlings came from the best wild trees that were propagated in an orchard. One-and-a-half-generation seedlings have been field-tested, and poorly performing crosses were removed from that first-generation orchard. Second-generation seedlings come from the best field-tested first-generation selections and grown in a second-generation orchard. Mass-control pollinated seedlings come from two known parents. Pine cone flowers are sealed with a bag, and pollen from male flowers are collected and injected into each bag. It's very labor-intensive, but you can realize 50% of the full genetic gain in breeding this way.
Okay, so what types of seedlings are available for planting?
Seedlings are sold as bare root or in a container. Bare root seedlings are lifted from the nursery bed. Roots are dipped to prevent dehydration, and then the seedlings are sealed in bags and refrigerated. They are cheaper, but must be planted while dormant. That's December through mid-March. Containerized seedlings are grown in plastic container planted with potting soil. They're more expensive, but have an extended planting season and better survival. These are used extensively with longleaf pine regeneration.
Now, how many trees should be planted?
First-generation pines, you should plant about 600 to 750 trees per acre. That's on a spacing of 8x9 to 6x10. Second-generation pines, you should plant 550 to 600 trees per acre, spacing of 8x10 to 8x9. Containerized pine, MCP, or oak seedlings, you should plant 500 to 550 trees per acre, spacing 9x10 to 8x10. And for cottonwood or sycamore, you want to plant about 300 trees per acre. That's a 12x12 spacing.
All right, now what methods are used to plant trees?
Most planting on reforested sites is done by hand planting because people are better able to step over debris to plant these rough sites. When planting retired fields, though, a tractor-pulled planter is used and it's called machine planting. Machine planting is quicker and easier to maintain planting rows.
So, how should tree seedlings be handled when doing this?
Seedlings should be kept refrigerated until used. That's in storage, transport, and on the site. And you should only open the bag or bundle when you're ready to plant. Keep the seedling roots wet until planted by using a planting bag or hopper with water in it. Plant roots straight down below the root collar and heel them in. A longleaf pine should be planted at the root collar. Planting holes should be kept deep to avoid bending the roots when pushing the tree into the planting hole.
So give me a summary of what we've talked about today.
Tree planting after harvest is a very common method of regeneration. You have the advantage of planting genetically improved stock at controlled spacing. We have publications available on seedling, nurseries, and planting. And if you'd like one, contact me at 662-566-8013 or call your local extension office.
Today we've been speaking with John Kushla, forestry specialist. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.